Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What do you got, Paulie?
All right, so Arizona was upset by Clemson 77-72 yesterday. This is the Wildcats' sixth straight tourney appearance, losing to a team seeded at least four spots or more below them, which is the longest streak since seeding began in 79. Can they ever get back to what they were in the 90s and early 2000s?
Well, it's funny because it used to be the greatest joke around. Why can't you get drunk at a bar owned by Lute Olson? Because you get thrown out after the first round. And then finally...
Oh, my God.
And then finally, they turned around. They actually won a national championship. But especially since the new guy, you know, the former Gonzaga...
Tommy Lloyd,
right? They've lost to in the Sweet 16 twice to lower seed, the worst seeds, and... another time, I believe, in the first round.
I'll give you two notes, and one is for all the Michigan fans who bitched at me all year long because you don't know your elbow from your butthole when it comes to basketball. You don't want Caleb Love. Oh, Pac-12 player. Caleb Love will burn your house down at the worst possible time. Hope you enjoyed that 0-for-9 last night and some of the worst ill-advised shots you'll ever see. Look, they're inconsistent. They play with a ton of tempo, but they will shoot their way out of games, and they did it last night.
It wasn't the worst ill-advised shot we saw yesterday.
No, the North Carolina game.
Former teammate, Jalen Withers, up the lead.
What was that?
You're up by one. The shot clock's at like 20, and you take a three?
Big yikes.
Yeah.
But yes, I think Tommy Lloyd's got a shot because Arizona will do whatever it takes to win.
Yes.
You play in a soft conference. And look.
But they're going to the Big 12, though, right?
Yeah, but that's...
For basketball, it's pretty good.
Yeah, you're right. Basketball-wise, you're right. Although I do... You think Kansas and Bill Self has run its course at all? Dollar Bill?
No, because they had two big... Well, they had one. Their best player was hurt.
Yeah, McCauley.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead, Paulie.
So a quick spinoff from that question. No team west of the state of Texas has won a national title since Arizona in 97. Why do you think that is?
Because they don't care about sports like we do, and they don't deserve it. Take them and their nice weather and their four-day work weeks and get the hell out.
Yes. It's not like the old days where UCLA, as great as they were, you know, they had to play Santa Clara in the first round and then somebody else, and then, boom, they're in the Final Four.
Right.
It was a different world back then.
Paulie, I think when you really look and go, well, how many real programs exist out there? You know, we just got done slandering Arizona.
Right.
Gonzaga, they had their crack at it, and Baylor ran them off the floor. UCLA's just spoiled milk.
I know.
There really aren't a lot of programs you respect.
Gonzaga can maybe pull the upset today. Right?
I'll save that for later.
Okay.
Because I know what I'm rooting for. Go ahead, Paulie.
So Illinois punched its ticket to the Elite Eight with a 72-69 win over Iowa State. Their reward is to face the defending champs, UConn. Do they even stand a chance?
They have a chance because they're really good offensively. They score a lot of points. However, if they shoot free throws like they did last night, they got
15-29. That was unbelievable. And like we had for Cash the Ticket, I really liked Illinois. I convinced Jim to bet it. And part of it was they're a good free throw shooting team who lives at the line. Oh, my God. They shot 50% last night.
It was crazy.
No, Paul, look, I'm the wrong person to talk to. UConn just looks different. And I know it's one and done, and everybody could get the poops, and they could have a bad night.
Yep.
But they're just dump trucking teams. And now Saturday, they're just throwing 9 points your way. UConn minus 9 against Illinois if you want it.
Yeah.
So Purdue is looking to get past Gonzaga tonight and put a second Big Ten team into the Elite Eight. So two-part question.
Mm-hmm.
Will they pull one of their classic choke jobs?
Yes.
And why has the Big Ten sucked in the tourney lately?
Because they play boring, uninspired, unathletic 1985 basketball.
When you have teams, like, is there any team that their two sports are the same, like Wisconsin? I mean, that's to me is Big Ten basketball, is Wisconsin and Big Ten football.
Paint dry.
Together. Yes, exactly.
And Paul, here's the thing. When you look athletically, watch the Big 12, watch the Big Ten. It's not the same sport.
No.
And that's the problem. And if we have the athletes, we don't use them. Because I think the way the games are officiated in the Big Ten is wrong. I think the conference has got to make a commitment to modernize. Because I'll tell you, it's hard to watch.
I know. That's, if you're a Michigan basketball fan, you hope Dusty May, that's one of the things that he says to make Michigan basketball fun to watch, because right now a lot of the Big Ten is not fun to watch.
So the tourney continues tonight, so I figured we'd run through some of the games.
Sure.
NC State, Marquette, who wins and why?
Sadly, Marquette.
I mean,
I love the story. I love DJ Burns.
He's unbelievable.
You get to a point, and I think they're trying to tell you in Vegas, I mean, that's a 7-point line.
Right. They were fortunate to beat Oakland.
I'm with Stoney here. Probably Marquette, Paulie.
Duke versus Houston.
It better be Houston. For America.
Yes.
For democracy.
Kelvin Sampson deserves a winning championship.
I disagree. You wear denim dress shirts. I don't know what you deserve. That's
well,
a fashion
that's
faux pas.
It's a better look than Hubert Davis, though.
Correct. Hubert.
What is that?
I don't know. Anything beats Tom Izzo's East Bay catalog collection.
Yeah, well, I think
you dress better than him, and you've stopped trying.
That's the worst thing about COVID, is they got rid of the suits.
Can't win?
I know.
Go ahead.
And then Creighton versus Tennessee.
It's Rick Barnes. They should win. You know what I like tonight, Paul? 10 o'clock, you kick back, relax, and hope both teams have fun. I like the over. I will be rooting for Creighton. I like the way they play. I like how they space it and shoot it. But I think this is actually Rick Barnes' best team he's had in 20 years. So I'll say Tennessee.
I'm just not a big fan of the creamsicles. So go Creighton.
All right.
And then finally, another two-parter just to wrap things up here.
Mm.
Is it just inevitable that UConn's going to win the whole thing? But if it isn't, which non-UConn team has the best shot to win it all?
For me, it's Houston. But again, it's bias, and I admit it. But they got a three-headed monster at guard with Shedd and Cryer, and I love the toughness they play with. They remind me a lot of old-school MSU, Mike.
And they can do things inside as well, too.
Yep.
You know,
they just body it.
They're really good. And no matter what you think of other people in his family, Danny Hurley is a great freaking coach.
He's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't care about any of that other stuff. No. He's a really good coach. He's a psycho.
Mm-hmm.
If UConn doesn't get it done, it'd be Houston for me.
And that was the NCAA Blitz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.